The medicine show doctor has hired a smuggler to take Sonny, Buddy, and Charcoal across the Rio Grande River into Mexico. The house, car, and truck drove away, leaving our little adventurer standing helpless on the banks of the Rio Grande. Now we find the boat carrying our little heroes far out into the river. As Buddy says...
Aren't we almost across the river, Charcoal?
Yeah, it's so dark I can't see very far, but I reckon us is almost across.
What river is this?
It's the Rio Grande, isn't it, Charcoal?
I reckon that's the name of it.
The Rio Grande? Well, I've always heard that the Rio Grande was so shallow that you could wade across it at almost any time.
Yeah, that's what the man was taking us across said it was because there's been so much rain up above you this week. He said the river's flooded and the water's higher than it's been in years.
Gee, I'll be glad when we get across and get out of this leaky old boat. Won't you, Buddy?
Yeah, it looks like it's about ready to sink. Look at that water seeping through the bottom.
I'd be afraid to go very far in this boat.
It's a good thing we can both swim. If the old boat did start to sink, we could swim to shore.
You mean you think we could swim to shore? Do you think we could, Charcoal?
No, you couldn't get very far in this water. This river's plumb full of snakes and boar restrictors.
Boar restrictors? Don't you mean boar gun restrictors, Charcoal?
Yeah, that's what I mean, them boar restrictor snakes.
Oh, Charcoal, what are you talking about? Boar constrictors don't live in water. They live in trees and jungles.
No, sir, not these Mexican boar restrictors. Maybe them ordinary boar restrictors lives in trees, but not these Mexican boar restrictors. They ain't tickled about where they lives.
Well, if we kept on swimming, we'd be all right. I've always heard that snakes won't bite you under the water.
Yeah, but these Mexican boar restrictors will bite you under the water. They'll bite you in the woods or in the trees or in the anywhere. They ain't tickler at all.
Oh, Charcoal, you're just making all this up. I'll bet there isn't a sign of a snake around here anywhere.
Oh, yeah, there's bound to be some snakes like water moccasins. You always find them around rivers.
Buddy, listen a minute. You notice the way that man keeps looking at us?
Yeah. He's hardly taken his eyes off of us since we left Doc and Betty. He's sure got mean-looking eyes.
Gosh, I'm glad Doc gave Charcoal that gun. At least we have something for protection.
Yeah, and you know what Doc told Charcoal? That if anyone tried to harm us, to shoot and shoot to kill.
Oh, I don't believe Charcoal would shoot if he had to. He's too scary.
Gosh, I hope Doc and Betty are waiting for us when we get on the other side of the river.
I hope so, too. Charcoal, you still have that gun Doc gave you before we left?
Let me see. I reckon I got it. Let me think now. Just a minute. Let me see. Where did I put that revolver?
Charcoal, don't tell us you've lost it.
No, I ain't lost it. Where is that gun? Oh, here it is. I remember now. Here it is in the sack with the lunch.
Well, put it in your pocket. Remember what Doc told you before we left? Have it ready in case anyone tries to harm us.
The gun will shoot, won't it, Charcoal?
This gun? Man, I should kiss a pig. You know what this gun will do? It'll shoot 3 miles and then stop and throw rocks.
Charcoal, Buddy, look. There's a boat anchored out there. It's signaling this boat for something.
Yeah, look at the lights flashing on and off. It's some kind of a code, I guess. What are they signaling about, Charcoal?
I don't know, unless that's a snuggling boat, too, and they're signaling this boat that the coast is clear and they can land us.
Why, they said boats weren't allowed on this river. But that one's here all right, and it's a big one, too.
Yeah, look, it's got a little cabin on it. It looks like a fishing boat.
It must have drifted down here from somewhere else, because I know they don't allow no kind of boats on this river. The police is always trying to keep the snugglers from using boats.
Look, this boat's turning. It's heading for the other one.
I wonder what we're going over there for.
Maybe it's because this boat is leaking so badly, and they're going to put us on the other one.
All right, boys. I want to trust you to this big boat. They'll take care of you from now on. Climb up the side now. Pull out of here and make it snappy.
Look out now, boys. Don't you all slip, because this water's powerful wet.
You go first, Charcoal, and pull us up.
Give me both your hands now, Charcoal.
All right.
Easy now.
Come on.
Take your time.
I'm all right.
There you are. I'm safe. Mm. Come on now, Sonny. Give us your hands and we'll help you.
All right.
Come on.
Hold me.
Lift him up, Charcoal.
Move on.
A little harder.
There you go. Gee, this old boat is much better looking than the other one. Boy, aren't those tough-looking men over there? I wonder if they're the crew.
I sure wish Mr. Doc could fix some other way to send us across the river. I don't like this snuggling business at all.
Neither do I. I feel like we're on a pirate ship with a lot of cutthroats.
Keep quiet. Gee whiz, look at the tough old smuggler coming over to us. Remember now, we're supposed to be little colored boys.
Hello, boys. Going over to Mexico, eh?
Yes, I reckon us is.
What are you going to do over there?
Well, I'm going to sing and entertain the white folks.
Oh, so you're singers. Well, where are you going to sing? In the theater?
No, sir, we sing with Mr. Doc's traveling medicine show.
And do you entertain too, big boy?
Yes, I entertain and plays the banjo and drives the truck and does our job.
Where's the truck and house car now?
Oh, it's going on across the bridge in Laredo. Mr. Doc and his little gal has gone that way, and they sent us this way. We is disposed to meet them on the other side.
Oh, so Doc has gone ahead and left you for us to bring over, huh? Well, how about giving us a little sample of your singing? We'd like to see a little show ourselves, wouldn't we, boys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, us can't sing out here in the boat, white folks. Miss Betty always plays the piano for us to sing.
Well, we ain't got no piano, but Scarface here can play the harmonica. Joe here can play his guitar. That's it, Joe. You can play for the boys, can't you?
The black boy said he played for him in the show. Let him play for him now. He can use my guitar.
But we don't want to sing.
Listen, kid, I said sing. And I'm obeyed when I give orders on this boat.
Go ahead and sing, Sonny. Keep them in a good humor till we get across.
All right, Chapo, play.
Where are you boys from, huh?
Why, I'm from way down south, boss. pardon my southern accent. Pardon my southern drawl. It may sound funny. Oh, but honey, I love y'all. If you don't like my accent, and if you don't like my drawl, then just don't listen. Let's start kissing, that you'll fall. Come on now, let me hear you steal my stuff. When I say, do you love me? All you gotta say is, oh, no, pardon my southern accent, but didn't I hear you drawl? Were you just lying or replying? I love
George
Brown, play it for me, Charcoal.
Yeah,
that's right.
Where's the
No gal made has got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but also neat has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and wanna die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why, and you know I don't lie, not much. Now it's been said, she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fellas, she can't get, must be the fellas that she ain't met. Georgia named her, Georgia claimed her sweet Georgia. They call her sweet Miss Georgia Brown.
Yeah. Come here a minute, kid, and let me take a look at you. Come here, I said.
What for?
Now, pull up your sleeve. Never mind what for, I said pull up your sleeve. You won't do it, eh? Well, I'll do it for you. Yeah, just as I expected. Hey, fellas, these ain't no colored boys. They just got black on their faces. They're white boys.
White boys.
Yeah, and there's some reason for that pill doctor blacking up these kids and smuggling them into Mexico. Who knows, there might be more than $50 in this job for us.
What do you mean?
I mean, suppose we hold these kids for a little while and do a little private investigating. These kids don't belong to that pill doctor, and there might be a big reward for them, and we could get it. If there ain't no reward, I know the doctor would be willing to pay more than $50 to get him back to his show.
You mean you're not going to turn us over to Doc like you promised?
No, I'm not going to take you to your Doc. Not yet. Not until I find out more about you. We're going to notify him that this smuggling job is worth more than $50 to us. And if he wants you back, he'll have to dig up more money. What do you say, fellas?
Yeah,
we're not in this business for our health. Let's hold these kids. Here, Joe.
Put him down in the cabin.
All right, come on, you two. Make it snappy.
No, no, we don't want to go down there.
Get down or we'll throw you down.
Charco, don't touch them, children.
Put up your hands, white folks. Put them up. Every last one of you.
Put out, fellas. He's got a gun.
You bet I got a gun, and what's more, I'm going to use it, too. Mrs. Doc told me if anybody tried to harm these children, to shoot and shoot to kill, and that's just what I'm aiming to do.
Why, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir, out there, and if you touch them two little boys, I'll shoot your head right off. Listen, boys, look in them men's pockets and see if they got any guns.
Okay, Charcoal. I'll help him, Charcoal. Yes, they've got guns.
All right, throw them guns in the water. Now, listen, sonny, you and Buddy, you boys say you can swim?
Yeah, we can swim.
Well, did you think you can make it to the shore?
We'll try.
Well, make a try for it while I hold off these scalawags with this gun. Go ahead and swim for your life.
What about you, Charcoal?
Maybe I'll join you and maybe I won't, but you all go ahead.
Come on, sonny. Dive.
Wild black rascal!
Stand back, white folks, or I'll blow you plumb full of holes.
Will Sonny and Buddy be able to swim to the shore? And what will happen to their old friend Charcoal, who is now at the mercy of the river bandits? Don't miss the next chapter.